When it comes to heating up your business, it's all about making more bacon. And that requires an expert
with a particular set of skills.
You need
a Baconologist.
Building authentic connections, online networking, through social selling, relationship marketing, mindset and training.
Yeah, that's bacon.
Get ready, because we're about to fry up a sizzling success strategy. This is the Bacon Podcast with your host and business Baconologist, Brian Basilico.
It's a lot of bees, man.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. Let's face it, we're living in a world that is overwhelmed with information. 380 new websites are created every minute, and over 500,000 new websites are added every day. 7 million blog posts are published across the internet daily. 300 billion emails are sent every day, and 85% of them are spam. 720,000 hours of video are uploaded to YouTube. That is 30,000 days worth of video content uploaded per day. AI-generated content creation will double those numbers in less than a year. As a business-to-business sales organization, you've been sold and encouraged to jump into the fray and add your perspective to the sea of consciousness called web search, social media, and more. Although those sentiments are not wrong, your content will only continue to get harder to find, stand out, and create relevance with an audience that is shifting and evolving faster than we can adapt. Search engines are in the ad selling business, not content search. Social media platforms make money from ads, not your content. Email programs are now using AI and search data to increase spam emails. Videos are becoming less about the content and more about the cash. AI is recreating content from existing content and completely eroding trust. Getting your messages in front of any audience is getting harder and harder, let alone the perfect audience who might actually care about what you do or sell. Okay, take a deep breath. It's not all doom and gloom. All of that information is only a problem if you're trying to outperform companies with deeper pockets and more cutting-edge resources. You can totally zig while your competition zags. While most businesses are hunting for new clients in the internet marketing space, you can grow your business better and faster using relationship marketing principles. These principles are based on psychology, sociology, and human-to-human principles that date back to the beginning of time. So let's dive into five myths and five remedies that may help you achieve your desired outcomes while spending less money and making more in the long run. Standing out. The myth is, more content equals more attention. I've seen and tried almost every content creation and distribution methodology and trick, and I can tell you that nearly all of them fail to live up to the hype. One stat I can share is that for years I've been posting 2 daily motivational quotes, 2 weekly newsletters, and additional posts about my podcast and blog on LinkedIn 4 days a week. Now, I have 5,000 plus followers and contacts, yet I have only 1,000 impressions per week. That's about 150 impressions per day. Keep in mind that an impression means somebody sees it. Engagement means somebody likes or comments on any post. I get around 50 engagements per week. I see a bump on a controversial topic or if some influencer comments. But I've also learned that influencers and their people don't purchase my services or convince others to do so. The remedy is better targeted content increases engagement. As a solopreneur, I cannot increase that. The algorithms control who sees what. You have the option to get your staff involved and increase that number. Let's say you got 10 employees. Your impressions will grow to 1,500 impressions per week and over 500 engagements. That's a huge jump. Number two, target your audience. The myth is you can count on search and social to find your audience for you. As I stated above, your posts on social media get throttled. Counting on a search engine to deliver results is not as easy as it was and is getting more complicated with each new revision to the search algorithm. Even if it did what it promised, 50 to 80% of those searching are probably more interested in selling you than buying from you. The remedy is you already have your audience. Talk with them. By connecting with your current and past customers on social media, you increase the chances that someone who has bought or is already buying from you will be reminded about you, your staff, and what your business offers. Also, seeing posts from somebody you already know, like, and trust creates a sense of connection and pride. Number three, trust builds business. The myth is trust leads to conversion. Trust has to be earned. What stands in our way is people have the attention span of a goldfish, about 8 seconds. It's hard to convince and convert anyone, especially if you expect them to watch or read testimonials, unless they're in the later stages of their need and desire to make a purchase. The remedy is conversations lead to trust. The best way to create trust is to build interest slowly. Ultimately, you have the best chance to convert impressions into sales by getting people to converse. That's one of the reasons that spreading your content across staff increases the opportunities to start and continue conversations that convert. Number four, organic beats ads. The myth is, if we flood the zone, we'll create leads. Quality consistently outperforms quantity. Advertising is about repetition, but repetition requires relevance to convert interest into income. So, fewer posts with higher quality messaging will always be more relevant than trying to dominate a space or platform with cheeky quips and attention-grabbing controversy. While AI-generated content is faster to produce, it's built upon what others have posted in the past and not what is currently emotionally relevant to your audience. Remedy: ads engage and can capture leads. If you find a post generating more engagement, boost it or create ads around it. Although that costs money, it will reach not only your current audience, but also a lookalike audience of perfect prospects who will engage when the time is right for them. You can use your client data to replicate any audience. Number five, unique user experience. The myth is we can use chat, email, and ads to help our audience self-segment. In the world of AI chatbots, email drip sequences, and random ads, it's hard to know who is and could be interested in your products at the right time to make a purchase or even starting to look for suppliers or vendors. You risk annoying sales away by trying to outsource or automate the process. Post-pandemic, people are more interested in human-to-human interaction. The remedy is to collect and update data for yourself. Your phone, your website forms, and in-person events significantly increase human-to-human contact. Try to do everything you can to use humans, your staff, to capture data and ensure that it's entered into some form of a database. Try to convince your staff that connecting and engaging on the phone and email and social media and in-person meetings will have a long-term benefit for everyone. And make sure your email, social media, everything you do have a call to action that invite people to connect and converse. So let me leave you with a closing thought. The biggest challenge is time. You must have the staff and time to create quality content to share, optimize your website to increase data collection, prune quality contacts from noise and hackers. You have to get your salespeople and CSRs to make time to connect with clients and prospects on social media. You have to promote that content constantly via email and social media. You have to monitor the results and strategize to do more of what is working and less of what is not. Success is different for every business. It's a process shrouded in a bit of luck. However, not doing anything is what many struggling companies have tried and failed at before. If there were a perfect formula, I would not be talking to you right now. I'd be sipping tropical drinks on my private island in the Caribbean. However, for the last 5 years, my team of incredible U.S.-based experts, and I, based in Raleigh, not the Caribbean, have been helping other companies succeed by creating content, optimizing websites, connecting staff with customers, creating and sending emails, posting to social media, and doing all of the above if a company needs or wants it. So, if you could use a little help with any or all of those above activities, let's have some human-to-human contact. Email me at askbrian@b2b-im.com or call me at 630-248-6232. I hope you learned something today.
Thank you for letting us sprinkle some bacon bits into your brains. Want some more? Learn more about this podcast and our guest experts at baconpodcast.com. Have questions? Send them to askbrian@baconpodcast.com. Until next time, keep sizzling. And remember, it's all about the bacon.